The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Yeah. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
My second question for President Zelensky.
No.
Do you ever, why don't you wear a suit? Why don't you wear a suit? You're the highest level in this country's office, and you refuse to wear a suit. Just want to see if you do you own a suit?
Yeah, problems.
A lot of Americans have problems with you not
really?
Respecting.
I don't have such. I will wear a costume after this war will finish.
Okay.
Yes, maybe. One.
Maybe something
like yours. Yes.
Yes.
Maybe something better. I don't know. We will see. Maybe something cheaper than. Yeah.
Thank you.
And that's how it started, and I didn't know that until Kahlo called on Friday and said, hey, did you see the beginning of this thing where they berated him right up the front? That is Newsmax, who is now part of the official pool of White House reporters. And of course, they need to be included, everybody, because they ask such important, or is that impertinent, questions. Why don't you wear a suit? How come you never asked Elon that? How come that never came up? The guy is in the Oval Office wearing either an Occupy Mars or a tech support while he dismantles and sabotages this here nation and a black hat in the Oval Office. And nobody ever says, oh, he's disrespecting the Oval Office. This is such bullcrap. But now I know that. You know Julia Davis? Some of you do. Julia Davis is a Russian-speaking reporter. And she said that she was watching Russian television on Thursday night. You know, this all happened Friday. It seems like yesterday, actually, to me, only because people are coming up to me now, and they're almost weeping. I mean, there I was in Publix, okay? Standing there picking out my perfect package of thin sliced chicken cutlets. Can't be too thick, can't be too thin, where they, evaporate in the oil. You want that for a garlic, you don't want that for your chicken. You know what I'm saying? So there I was deep in thought about my chicken cutlets for this week. Deep in thought. And a man comes up to me politely and says, Randy Rhoads. And I turn around. Yeah. And he says, listen. And he has almost tears in his eyes, okay? He was a good-looking guy, really nice-looking man. And his blue eyes were just loaded with, liquids. And I'm just assuming that was tears that he was holding back, you see. And he was like, I don't know what to say. Me and my brother, we were having a conversation, and we were talking with our friends about, whether or not America can stand up through this and push back on this. And I just said to him, you saw yesterday, he goes, that's what I'm talking about. I go, oh, well, see, I thought you were talking about watching Elon dismantle our entire way of life. I thought you were watching Elon declare that he had saved us billions of dollars by canceling contracts that had been canceled in 2000. Yeah, that's going on too, on his wall of receipts. Not only did he mess up an $8 million contract and assign it a value of $8 billion because he's the math genius, Just get out of the way and let Elon do his genius thing that he does. It's all about coding and artificial intelligence. He better get some intelligence. I don't care if it's artificial or official. But he doesn't have any right now because truly he's assigning the value of $8 billion to what was an $8 million contract. And now I'm going through a whole bunch of people who are listed on the wall of receipts, and they're saying, we did get a government contract in 2001. Oh, we did get a contract for $144,000 in 2021. 4 years ago, and that's done. I mean, and he's anyway, so nobody brings that up. And so I said to him, anyway, I thought you were talking about Elon destroying our way of life and sabotaging us right in front of our freaking faces. He goes, yeah, that too. And I got so upset that I was just waving around a packet of chicken cutlets in Publix, talking to this man, commiserating with my neighbor about what is going on here and how in the world do we stop this? And then I realized I'm buying chicken. I'm buying chicken. And I shouldn't be buying anything. We shouldn't be buying anything ever anymore until this ends, really. I don't know how to do something like that. I don't know how that actually occurs. We did do the No Buy Friday thing, and I did stand by it. Even though I only had minimal amounts of beers in my refrigerator, I made the sacrifice. I made the sacrifice. I started much later than I normally do so that it would make it till 10:30, which is when I stop. Yes, I'm very programmed with my consumptions on Fridays, okay? And so, I mean, my neighbors are starting to cry. They're starting to, and this is freaking Florida. And I'm watching all of these town halls. By the way, this guy, super nice guy, didn't get his name. He is a teacher, though. He's a teacher. And today, they're carving up the Department of Education. Today, we're going to watch all of the people in the Department of Education who oversee things like $1 trillion worth of student loans, not curriculum. I don't know how many times I could tell you that curriculum is set locally, your school board, your state. They set the school curriculum, okay? But you're going to watch the entire Department of Education get dismantled today. This is what they're up to today. Okay, we had this emergency summit yesterday in London. I saw dozens of countries fly in to try and figure out what to do about Donald Trump betraying his friends and allies and taking apart his own country and telling the world after this debacle. I mean, it was excruciating. You know, I watched that horrific 10 minutes of the debasement of a man who is beleaguered, who has people dying around him every single day as president of a country that is under attack by a much bigger adversary that is waging a war of aggression on Ukraine. And people, the first question they had for him was, why don't you wear a suit? And then I was listening to Julia Davis, who speaks Russian, and she was saying that Thursday night before this all happened, that Russian television was saying that we should watch, not us, that they, the Russian people, should watch. And remember, they only have state TV, which is where we're headed. You understand that, right? With Trump picking his own press corps, etc. I mean, this is a race to the bottom if you're interested in freedom. That's kind of what you're watching here is, you know, your tax dollars being redistributed to the very wealthiest and you being told you don't need no stinking services, okay? You don't need anything. You don't need public school. You don't need public hospitals. You don't need your subsidy to help you buy insurance, health insurance on the exchange. Medicaid, you don't need it. You're not entitled to it. You've been living off of the, suckling on the teat of the American, taxpayer, you losers, all 70 million of you. I mean, it, taking everything away from you. The thing that I think is getting to people is watching the veterans be I don't even want to say disrespected because, you know, they love veterans when we're all nice and clean and we're wearing, especially the dress uniforms. They do something to people. They get very, ooh, look how good, you know, I love a man in uniform. A woman, I could tolerate. I can. It's just my personal experience, okay? But when we come back, not me. I was never in combat and never pretend to be in having been in combat. But then they don't like us. Donald Trump does it. He thinks they're suckers and losers. He doesn't want anybody amputated around him. You know, it's a... But she said on the TV, they were saying, watch this meeting with Trump. They're going to humiliate Volodymyr Zelensky. They're going to humiliate him. They're going to scream at him. They're going to yell at him. So this was totally, totally planned, which was really obvious to most of us, I think, because J.D. Vance started it. Now, I've never seen that before. I've never seen a vice president chime on into a head of state visit in the Oval Office.